let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you lead us closer to you. We listen to the model that you sent us in Padre Pio as we celebrate his memorial this day, and we ask that we may always seek to glorify your name and be as passionate about the salvation of souls as, in fact, he was. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is, of course, Thursday, and it is the memorial of St. Pius of Petrocleaner. And the first time I heard that name, I was looking at, okay, what's the mass today? This was several years ago, and it says St. Pius of Petrocleaner. I'm saying, who's St. Pius of Petrocleaner? And then, of course, I come to learn the more common name that he is known by, which is Padre Pio. He was named a saint just a few years ago, maybe about 10 years ago. So that obviously is the reason why he wasn't as familiar knowing his formal name. You know, everyone in the Catholic world knows about Padre Pio, but hearing the name St. Pius, or Pius rather, of Pietrelcina was a little bit more confusing for me. And then, of course, again, it's Padre Pio. Now, I first heard of Padre Pio back when I was a child, and my granduncle was a priest. He has an interesting story. He often told stories of Padre Pio. He himself was a former Trappist monk, and he had to leave the Trappists because of health issues. And so he became a diocesan priest, and he eventually retired. And that's when I got to know him. And he was well ahead of his times, because he was one. We were living at a time where, as I always like to describe, God was seen as the hologram form that you see in the original movie, the Wizard of Oz. And that is that God was just waiting to cast you into hell. And you think of that God as going, silence, and all this. And he was the first one who really, as a priest, who really showed this whole different side of God. Now, I'm sure there are all the priests were doing that. Remember, I'm living, I first got to know him when I was in the sixth grade. So, he gave this face of God that was so radically different. And he often talked of Padre Pio, who was known for doing great miracles for his time, which was mostly during the early part and the early half, we could say, of the 20th century. And so he always talked about these great stories. The one I remember him is saying that he did have the gift of bilocation. He was known to actually be in two places at the same time. But apparently there was a plane that was flying, and it was going to fly over a dangerous area. Maybe there was a war going on. And had the plane continued flying, chances are would be suffer an attack, you know, maybe a wayward missile or something. And so all of a sudden the pilots see a figure of Padre Pio, he told me, in front of the plane saying, go back, don't go any further. Well, I guess when something like that happens, you do exactly what you're told. And they believe that he actually saved that plane from crashing. Padre Pio, of course, had the stigmata. He was known as a stigmatist. I don't know if anyone in the evangelical world has been aware of such a similar experience, but in the Catholic world, there are people who are known as stigmatists, and St. Francis was one too. And these are people who suddenly receive the wounds of Christ, the five wounds of Christ, which is hands, feet, and on the side. And he was a stigmatist. He apparently one day suffered this tremendous pain, and then all of a sudden he discovered that he had the five wounds of Christ. And he had the stigmata for the rest of his life. And apparently that was a great trial for him. Which, first of all, there are five wounds that he had. But also a lot of people thought that he was faking those wounds. And he wasn't. And so that whole having the stigmata was a great trial for him, because this is something that just happened to him. It was, in a sense, we call a grace of God, a gift of God. And you can find pictures of Padre Pio, usually celebrating Mass, and you will see either you will see the wounds or you'll see bandages over his hands, because they are, in fact, wounds, and they had to be bandaged as well. But that apparently was a great, great trial for him, that he actually had the wounds of Christ. And a lot of people didn't believe it. They believed he was faking it. He also had a superior who he and his superior did not get along. People think that everyone in the religious world, we all get along and everything's fine. No, it doesn't work that way. It didn't work that way with the apostles, and it doesn't work that way now. There are always stories of saints who had superiors who were, or even other members of the community, who were very difficult with them, maybe very jealous, or envious of them. And that often happened as well. The movie Song of Bernadette illustrates that with one of the fellow nuns, or fellow, I guess, sister nuns, that was with her in her community. Apparently, she was extremely jealous of her, and they had a lot of tension. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.
Did you ever want to have some form of input into the homily preparation of a priest? Do you ever want to share with a priest or deacon ideas you may have for him to preach at Mass? Well, let me invite you to CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on Input for Homily in the top left side of the page and follow the instructions there. Your words may have a great input on what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So remember, CatholicAudioMedia.com, click on Import for Homily and follow the instructions. And your words may make a difference in what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts.
And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website. You can check out the archives of the show. You can listen to our Substack newsletter. You can do all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And by the way, don't forget that you have a standing invitation to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sunday mornings. So come to us over at 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. Another thing to keep in mind is we have different events that go on during the week, and we keep you informed of that. Next Tuesday, we'll have our St. Thomas Aquinas discussion, and next Wednesday, we'll have our adoration. Different things going on at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So anyway, we're talking about St. Pio of, or St. Pius of Petroclina, also known as St. Pio of Petroclina, also known as Padre Pio. And we're talking about, he had a superior, who he and his superior didn't get along. I think his superior also may have disagreed or disliked the fact that he was a stigmatist, which, again, he had no control over that. This is a grace that was given to him. Something like that. But so that is a great trial as well. A lot of people do understand that when you're living in community with someone and you don't get along with them, that can be very difficult. Interesting enough that when I was in the seminary, there was another seminarian who we eventually reconciled and became friends. But we had a very rocky relationship for quite some time. And the funny thing is that many people looked upon him as being the opposite of me. They saw him as being very conservative, so to speak, and they saw me as being very liberal. And just so you know, all my liberal friends think I'm very conservative, and all my conservative friends think I'm very liberal, so I'm right where I should be. So some of the seminarians saw him as being very conservative, and he was very strict on the way things should be, and saw me as very liberal, and I was more building on that priest uncle, granduncle I knew, saw more, if you kind of look at it this way, he was more the letter of the law and I was more the spirit of the law. And people would say you're exact opposites. And I would say, no, actually, that's not true. We are exactly the same. That's the issue. You think we're opposites, but if you look at the way we are, if you look at our personalities and everything, we're actually exactly the same. We just have different ways of expressing it. So in reality, you know, any concept that you see your local monastery, everything, and you can assume, oh, everyone must get along well all the time, and they also must just sit there in prayer. None of that is true. You know, all people are human. There are issues that happen in communities just like anywhere else. And there are tensions that may happen. Usually it's a focus on how people see things. You know, some, and just exactly what I said, some people may have a strict interpretation of the way things should be. Others have a more spiritual interpretation of the way things could be. And that sometimes creates tension. And when that creates a lot of tension, that presents a problem. So there is an important role as being part of a community to work that tension out and to come to reconciliation. And sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. In the case of Father Padre Pio, his superior, I don't know if they ever reconciled, but his superior and he did not see eye to eye, and that created a great trial. And that too is considered a cross of the Lord. When you have to deal with people who you don't get along with, or that, and it doesn't mean they're bad people, you just don't get along with, and you still have to deal with them, that can be a real cross. For some people, it can be a terrible, terrible cross, especially if the other person refuses any form of reconciliation. That's a terrible, terrible cross. So anyway, that's a little bit of a story of St. Pio of Pietrelcina. And we will be back tomorrow right here on St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning.
You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.